This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You really must consider the absurdity of what's happening in America right now. And it begins with the election of Donald Trump. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. No, I'm not saying the election of Trump is absurd. I'm saying the fact that he got elected is absurd. It is an impossibility. I bet you had no idea how deep the establishment, a.k.a. the deep state, had infused itself into politics. You actually believed, if you believe like me, that we controlled who was president, who was the attorney general, you know, who made all the different appointments. You thought, man, I vote, my vote counts, et cetera, et cetera. To a degree, it does. But I'm telling you, if you've learned anything over the past decade plus, you probably learned that your vote really doesn't count. I mean, we love dealing with illusions that things count for us. I was talking to my youngest son the other day, and I told him we were going through TSA together, and I said, hey, do you feel safe? And we were talking about TSA because they were searching people just, you know, pull over here, you do this, and pulling out bags and throwing away, they threw away his toothpaste. And you know, because it was more than 3.3 ounces. And he's like, well, you know, what, no big deal. I go, it is a big deal. I go, we throw away. I said, every airport's probably throwing away thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars of crap every day. Shampoos and hand lotions and toothpaste and stuff like this. And we have to rebuy it. I said, it is a small fortune and it keeps the economy going. But do you feel safer when somebody gets their toothpaste or their lotion or their water bottle thrown away? It's thrown away. Not to be used again. Do you feel safer? I said, because let me tell you something. If you're trying to slip a gun through TSA, you're not going to go through the thing. You're going to work with somebody at the airport. You're going to have bribed somebody or whatever, and you will get it done that way. I go, they're not making it safe. They may thwart the average person from taking a knife on the plane or whatever, but I go, the fact is, I could be more deadly with a pencil that I sharpened or a pen, you know, something with hard plastic. I could be much more deadly. I could be more deadly with a ceramic knife. There are many things that thing won't even see. So it's ridiculous, but we want to believe that all this stuff matters, right? And so I go back to the election. We really thought it mattered what we did. I will admit, we got Trump elected. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe it was necessarily us. I think there was divine intervention. But it proved the depths that the left are willing to go to stop you from exercising your actual right, the right that where you get to make the decisions of who you want really representing you. And I will tell you this, only a moron would not admit at this point that Barack Obama's administration did everything it could to stop Trump. Now, that said, I know there are plenty of leftist morons out there, thanks in large part to the miseducation system. And we fight against that every day with SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. But even knowing that now most Americans see through their ruse, these so-called elitist leftists still try to sell us on the idea that they are solid citizens. They really want to represent us. They have only our best interest in mind. And they pretend that Donald Trump is a bad guy. You just don't see it, America. You don't know how bad he is. We need to get his taxes. That'll show it. Look at his family. That'll show it. Look at his business dealings. If we could just dig a little deeper into the man who has been looked at with a level of scrutiny that I can tell you, add all the presidents and candidates up together, and you know more about Donald Trump than you know about all of them combined. There is nothing about this guy you don't know. When they get his taxes, they get snake bit. When they get his business dealings, they get snake bit. You know why? Because Donald Trump, no matter how you look at him in terms of how he did business, he says, always follow the rules. You can make a fortune following the rules. Because so many people are wanting a piece of the pie. They're willing to let you do whatever you need to do. Just follow the rules. Donald Trump has never said to his tax preparer, find me some way to cheat. He said, look for a loophole. Take advantage of this. Find me the rules that they've written and let's take advantage of them. So, Trump, they want you to believe, has some skeletons. He's got none. Yeah. But here's what I want you, you know, we're not going to be around when history's rewritten about what's going on now. We'll be long gone. But I'm going to tell you something. If history records where we are right now, this can't look good for the Democrats. Trying to set up Michael Flynn over doing his job. A phone call to a Russian. Then trying to set up President Trump over a phone call to a Ukrainian. I want you to, a phone call. People in a transition government making calls to other governments or receiving calls from other governments. And we are where we are right now with collusion and all this. And if you haven't noticed, the Democrats are gearing up for a whole new series of scandals, right? Things that they, how dare Donald Trump fire all these inspector generals? How dare he? How dare Donald Trump take hydrochloroquine, right? They're going to say, he was crazy to do it. It could have killed him. We need to invoke the 25th Amendment. How dare Donald Trump give this stimulus money and not know where every penny of it goes? Where did this money go? Have you ever seen a level of scrutiny for any other president in history? Modern president, because I mean, I don't go back that many decades, so I can't speak for all of them, but I've never seen anything like this. Putting people in jail, trying to impeach a president over a made-up, fabricated, manufactured lie, and the Democrats have not an ounce of remorse. And at this very moment, they continue to spin everything the president of the United States does. China unleashes a virus, Democrats go after Trump. He fires Obama's IGs, they want to investigate him. Meanwhile, scandals for Democrats all over the place. Pelosi tucking in pork in a stimulus bill should have had the media up in arms, but they treat it like it's no big deal. Imagine if it were reversed. We got a great show coming up.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Consider the absurdity. That's the theme of the show today, I guess. Because I get up every morning and I think, wow, what more can the Democrats think they can convince us of? I mean, most people would have given up at this point and said, okay, you caught me. You got me. There's the blue dress, and I know my DNA is on it. The Democrats have, I don't even know, how many blue dresses do they have, metaphorically speaking? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a buzz. How many blue dresses? They got a blue dress of Russian collusion. They got a blue dress of Ukrainian extortion by Joe Biden. They got a blue dress of Joe Biden, the sexual predator. I mean, I can give you examples of the Democrats themselves looked at Biden and said, this dude is creepy. It isn't us.
We don't make this stuff up. We don't have a theory, a conspiracy theory manufacturing center run by conservatives. There's no George Soros on our side orchestrating all these different things. I promise you it's not. If there were, where is he? Oh, it's the Koch brothers. Oh, wait a minute. One of them died. What's, and the other one's so old, who knows? We're, the Democrats want us to believe we've got the boogeyman when in fact they're the ones that are the boogeyman. You couldn't say anything about Barack Obama without repercussions. Do you remember this 8-year reign of terror? The Dark Ages, pardon the pun, no, actually pun intended, the Dark Ages under Obama. If you said anything about this clown, you were called a racist. Immediately. Or, if you were black, you were called an Uncle Tom and you were jealous of him. Jealous of a man who's got to wake up next to Michelle Obama every morning. I'm sorry, there is no jealousy here. Oh, Kevin, you were jealous of him because he was president. No, look, if I wanted to be president, I'd be president. That is the way I grew up. I said to myself years ago, when I was a wee toddler, I remember having this thought at 8 or 9 years old going, I want to be president. I could be president. I just don't want to be president. Now, I would wonder, do you believe there are a generation of young black people, even with Barack Obama having been president, do you believe they think I could be president, or do you think they're a bunch of victims? I grew up in the 1960s, and I never for one second thought I couldn't be president of the United States. In the most volatile time of civil rights in American history, outside of the Civil War, you know, leading up to that, and I never for one second didn't think I couldn't be president of the United States. That'll tell you the difference. It'll tell you the difference in how you're raised, what your thought processes are. If blacks today adopted the mentality that I had growing up, we would flood the CEOs of the Fortune 500. There'd be hundreds, dozens at least, right? But they don't have that mentality. So we cheapen it. Well, oh, Barack Obama, well, they didn't want to help him out. He was a Republican. I mean, the Republican Congress wanted to do that. Whatever. That's excuses, Negro. What do you mean? He didn't want to help him. That job wasn't to help him. Barack Obama was a clown. And everything that he did was to hurt the country because he didn't even. Look, what Obama should have done is this. He should have said, here's what I'd like to do, because we can do this here. And then he should do opposite. Whatever he thought of doing, he should do opposite. It's like going to Vegas. If you're playing blackjack, if you want to win, do opposite. Because the casino's geared to win. So whatever you're thinking is wrong. Now, how do I know what I'm telling you is right? That you'd get called a racist and all this? Because we have a perfect example under Obamacare. Perfect example. I want you to think, if Trump Care had rolled out and Donald Trump had said, listen, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan, it's going to be a big, beautiful plan, doctors and big, beautiful plans, and then come back a few months later and they say, well, Mr. President, you said you could, I said you could keep your doctors, but, you know, we had to do, he's a liar! They would have called, they literally count Donald Trump, finger quote, lies. Donald Trump didn't directly answer yes or no. He vaguely, oh, it was a lie. But Barack Obama, to your face, said, well, I mean, we didn't do, in retrospect, you know, we didn't, we're going to do the old plans and all. He danced around the lie. And the media went, oh, it's okay. He's black. Blatant lies. Did they ever dare count the number of blatant lies that Barack Obama told? Go back to, just go look at his campaign, everything that he promised, and count the number of lies. Blatant lies. How many lies did he tell on Benghazi? Oh, it was a California videographer is the reason for that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we believe that. Yeah. On 9/11, in a Muslim country, our consulate gets attacked. And, yeah. It was because of a videographer in California. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had said something like that? What type of investigations would he have gone under? I mean, Hillary Clinton got literally treated with kid gloves in comparison. Can you imagine the Trump administration getting four Americans killed? And it could have been worse. And he didn't do anything. He didn't fly a plane over. He provided no support. He was at a party. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if Donald Trump let rifles or whatever guns go into Mexico, and he was going to sneak them in order to help the Mexican cartel or whatever? Can you imagine the scandal of Fast and Furious? Or if he let veterans down waiting lists, or if he targeted leftists by getting the IRS to go after him? Can you imagine any of these non-scandals that Barack Obama talks about if it were switched? Switch any of them. Can you imagine what if Donald Trump would have been impeached had he made the very comment that Joe Biden made that says, yeah, I told him, you know, if you don't stop this investigation against my son, Don Jr., I will withhold money. Or if Pence had said it on his behalf, can you imagine what we would be going through right now? Yeah, well, I can. It's incredible to consider, folks, the contrast between how things get covered by the leftists. All you got to do is substitute Trump's name for Obama and ask yourself this question. How would they have covered it? We're in the midst of the biggest scandal in American history. The biggest. Barack Obama targeted Donald Trump with every piece of muscle in his fiber in his being. The most crooked administration on the planet. And Democrats are covering for him. Leftists are covering for him. They know with 100% certainty that Barack Obama and his team targeted Flynn, targeted Manafort, Papadopoulos, these fake Russians that they indicted, some dude from Sweden for nothing, and I could go on. They know it's a lie, and yet they want to sell this lie to us. They use every opportunity to get something for themselves. Now, we say all the time, why don't the Republicans get something for... Get what? The truth isn't about getting something for somebody. It's about exposing the truth and becoming a better nation. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The economy bounced back in the third quarter with a record 33.1% annualized growth rate. The record growth came after a second quarter drop of 31.4% due to the pandemic shutdown. All the losses were made up with Thursday's report, plus added nearly 2 points. James McCann, senior global economist at Aberdeen Standard Investment, said, "The reality is the GDP numbers demonstrate that the U.S. economy did indeed rebound strongly. It's time to change your clocks." USA Radio News' Val Dior has the reminder.
You'll need to fall back, as they say. In other words, set your clock back 1 hour Sunday morning, technically at 2 a.m. High-tech devices like phones will reset time for you. However, many of us set our manual clocks back before hitting the hay Saturday night. Another good tip, use this time change as a reminder to check or replace batteries in your smoke detectors. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News. Shaka Johnson, the family attorney for Walter Wallace Jr., says the family wants the officers who killed their son not to be charged with murder.
"I don't think so, right? And here's why. They were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job. They didn't have it."
Mr. Wallace was shot by Philadelphia police while wielding a knife and approaching the officers, ignoring commands to drop the weapon. Apple is planning to build its own search engine to rival Google, according to Wednesday's Financial Times report. U.S. antitrust authorities are threatening to squash deals Google made with device makers to be the only search engine as the default option, specifically iPhones and Samsung phones. Apple's iPhone has started to show its own search engine results and link directly to websites when users type in search queries directly from the home screen in versions iOS 14 and later. The report stated Google pays Apple between $8 and $12 billion every year for its search engine deal. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
White middle-class Americans, white working-class Americans promising to make America great again. Your stump speech, your critics say, sounds like nothing works in America, hasn't for generations. Is America great?
In many ways, we are. In some ways, very significant ways, we're not great when half of our people today are living paycheck to paycheck. When 500,000 people tonight are going to be sleeping out on the streets, including 30,000 veterans. You know, my father came to this country at the age of 17 without a nickel in his pocket. Couldn't speak a word of English, had very limited education. We are a great nation.
What a hopeful message from Bernie Sanders, the man who wants to be president of the United States, leader of the free world. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Gotta love it when a president says, "Well, when we're great at many things, but there are things we're not great at. We're not great here." You know, look, we get it. Well, are we perfect? No. But you know what? We are the best country in the world when it comes to fixing its problems. Explain to me, Bernie, how you're going to run a country. Well, first of all, I'd like to know when these leftists say these types of things, where is it perfect? You know the answer. There is nothing perfect. But here's Bernie. He's got to let us know, yeah, there's good things about you, but there's also the bad things about you. And I've got to remind you of the bad things about you. See, that's what the left does. That's what they do in education. That's what they do in business. You can't be running a business and not taking advantage of your employees or taking advantage of the roads and bridges. No, you must be. If you aren't politically correct and giving money using all refurbished product that's sustainable and not using Laotian child labor, then you're okay. And by the way, you're okay doing any of the ills of business, of capitalists, as long as you donate to Democrats. You can do whatever you want. Put in a social justice program that says, I'm going to make more blacks, women, LGBT, and put them into management. Here's my plan, and you can do what you want. You could dirty the air. You could take dumps in the water and sell it as Avion, and nobody will care. That's what the left is about. So Sanders wants to remind you, you're not great. So what, you overcame slavery by Democrats? So what, you overcame the lack of civil rights again by Democrats, his party? So what, America? You still got problems. You still got opportunity gaps and achievement gaps and all these other gaps. By the way, all created by Democrats. What could solve the gaps? Well, whole families, a moral and ethical core brought on by some form of religious training or religious belief. But no, you're a kook if you want that. Because if you want that, it'll fix the problems. And then what will we do? That's what Bernie's essentially saying. Where will we go? What will we do? If I can't convince you that you're wrong, that your morality is putting too much pressure on me. Therefore, you're triggering me. I need to go to my cry closet. You are a bully for believing in God and having a moral core and the ability to withstand anything in your life because you believe that Jesus, as one of my friends would say, is the chairman of the board of your life. How dare you? How dare you make me feel inferior? How dare you get good grades? How dare you run a company successfully and not buy into the social media BS? How dare you, Kevin Jackson, want to go into schools and talk about empowerment when we have so many victims to create? How dare you? How dare you try to make America great, Donald Trump? How dare you? How dare you try to have us overcome all the problems and ills of society, including racism? You racist? How dare you give Jack Johnson a posthumous pardon? How dare you free Alice Marie Johnson under your criminal justice reform plans? How dare you do that? How dare you lift people out of poverty and off of welfare rolls? Put them into jobs that are meaningful so they can provide for their families. Give them job mobility so they can move around and actually get more money. Have companies that are running to the point where they will give higher salaries than the minimum wage and so on and so forth. How dare you? It's the same thing that Buttigieg was talking about. He says, by the way, the guy's done nothing for South Bend, Indiana. He hasn't. I talked about it earlier, but I'm not going to recant it. But anyway, how dare you do all these great things? And I want to talk about one of the things I talked about with Buttigieg, where he says the homes in South Bend are 10 times less or 20 times less than they would be if they were in big cities. That's what he said. What Buttigieg is saying is, I wish my town had unaffordable housing. I just want to reiterate that point. Yeah, America's not great until the homes in my town are unaffordable like those in New York, like those in Chicago. Then we'll be great. Then we can raise all our salaries. It goes unnoticed on Buttigieg and many others in the Democratic Party that when you live in small town America, you don't need to make $15 an hour because houses cost $100,000 house is a lot of house. It's amazing. But Bernie Sanders says, no, America's not great. What are you talking about, man? Many of these leftists believe the same thing. It's not great. Here's Senator Perdue talking about Trump versus Sanders.
Well, we have every opportunity to get the House back. I mean, Bernie Sanders is a gift to the Republican Party and the economic turnaround that President Trump is executing right now. We have the greatest contrast that America has ever had, I think, between two potential presidents here. On the one hand, you've got Donald Trump, who is executing the greatest economic turnaround in U.S. history. On the other hand, you've got Bernie Sanders, who's lived off somebody else his entire life, promising free stuff.
Senator Perdue couldn't be more right. There hasn't been a bigger gap between the candidates than at any time. I mean, there's no bigger gap. Even Barack Obama going against John McCain, who I can't stand either one of them, but there was a big gap between John McCain and Barack Obama. Big gap. You can not like McCain, but still see that. You know, if you had to pick your poison, not as president, but just in general, character, etc., I'd go with McCain. I would hold my nose and do it, but I'd go with McCain. But in this particular case, you're talking about an accomplished individual, Donald Trump, versus a piker. The dude always looking for the easy way out. And there you go. You got Bernie Sanders. And the Democrats seem to enjoy that he's there. Good for them. Good for them. But, wow. I talked earlier about the moral decay of society that would allow a person like Bernie Sanders to actually get ahead. And we are putting together this thing that, because I told people, you can measure Bernie Sanders in a really easy way. And I noticed it, and I knew other people did, because I found videos of people that it made similar things. But when Bernie Sanders used to talk about the millionaires and the billionaires, the millionaires and the billionaires, and we're making a really cool production about it, but he would talk about the millionaires and the billionaires. And you know what? Suddenly Bernie quit talking about the millionaires. He was only talking about the billionaires. Now, Bernie can play, he can play games with it, but he was upset that people were millionaires and billionaires were getting over. But the minute he became a millionaire, he stopped talking about the millionaires. See, that's what Bernie, that's how Bernie works. That's how his whole ilk works. Is if he can demonize you until he gets there. So here's what I will tell you. What would happen if Bernie got to the billionaire status? Because he's already telling you. If he got to the billionaire status, you know what would suddenly happen? He'd be upset about, he couldn't talk about the billionaires. He would be, where would he go? Would it be the quadrillionaires? Bernie, he's quick to abandon when it fits him. So I would ask anybody that wants to vote for him, for the record, I don't care if you do or you don't. I think you're an idiot if you vote for Bernie Sanders, because he's telling you how disingenuous he is. But if you decide to do that, understand he's a guy that it's, you know, as long as it fits my life, I'm cool with it. But you are a chess pawn in his little game, because the minute Bernie became a millionaire, he took himself out of the mix. You can no longer criticize the millionaires. You can only criticize the billionaires. What else does he take himself out of the mix for? Doesn't pay his female staffers the same amount of money as he's supposed to. He says, oh, I'm all for equal this, equal that. But he doesn't pay his staffers the money. His female staffers the same as he pays men. What's Bernie do? Nothing. He removes himself from, I'm for the rights of women. There's no one that can talk about my rights of women. And Elizabeth Warren calls him out and says, hey, look, you said that women couldn't be president. You told me this. I didn't say that. I don't know whether he did or he didn't, but his record she may be right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Lots to talk about besides the Democratic Convention, but I did want to cover that. I absolutely did. But there was this, you know, as I said, tons of things that have gone on, a lot of things that we wanted to cover. We'll go ahead and cover them in the second hour, but, you know, BLM and this killing that occurred and some announcements by President Trump and the mask again, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about gang members and the things that they're doing. And a guy wrote a letter to Democrats. I've been wanting to cover that. There are a lot of things. And here's the thing about the Kevin Jackson Show, which you happen to be listening to right now, is I want to put things in perspective for you. I want you to always leave as if that there's some insight you gained in a story that you were aware of, but you didn't quite understand it the way I explained it. That's my goal. See, I think all of this is a metaphor for the bigger picture. It's kind of like this. Here's my philosophy on life. Because people can make you, they can debate you and make you question your point of view, your ideology, lots of things. And I always say it's a metaphor for this. Why am I here? Why am I on this planet at this time? How did I get here and where do I go next? Because, you know, if all there is this, we might ask ourselves, why are we here? Get the most out of it, right? I have to believe there's something better. I really do. Because why wouldn't you want to just, you know, never be in a relationship, not worry about your kids, not worry about saving for the future and leaving a legacy and all these other things, if you don't believe there's something else out there? So in the microcosm, you have kids and you go, oh, I just want to, you know, most parents, I want to do something more for my children. It's always in a personal way. I want to do something for this generation. In my case, I remember thinking, I don't want, you know, to leave the legacy that my father left. I want to, you know, is my footprint within my own family going to be something that I'm proud of? And then if you get a little bit bigger, you go, I'd like my legacy to America to be people remembering me this way. I'll be dead. It doesn't matter, right? So why is it we're programmed to do that? In many cases. But then there's another group that goes, no, this is it. Well, if it really is it, if it really is, if you truly believe that, why don't you just, you could easily say, I'm never going to care about anybody. I will kill, I will maim, I will rob, I will rape, I will pillage, I will do whatever. As long as I can get away with it, and I know there are a few people that have that pathology, but the majority of people do not. They inherently inside of themselves, they still want to do good. Even these so-called leftists that do bad, are in conflict with themselves because they think they got pet black people or pet LGBTQ or pet women or whatever, pet causes. They still want to do better. Something's driving them, but they don't know what it is and they don't believe in God, so they can't figure out what's driving them. I think it's driving them crazy. Anyway, I always want to leave you with something. And this thing about the president's brother dying, Robert, younger brother of the president, he had filed a lawsuit against his niece. And the reason why I bring that up is that was the headline. The Washington Post obituary said, Robert Trump, younger brother of President Trump who filed a lawsuit against niece, dies at 71. And I thought, wow, what a heck of a way to remind people of something that is pretty much not even any of their business. Is that the way? I mean, really? Washington Post, is that the way you would say Barack Obama died or Bill Clinton died or what you talk about a lawsuit they filed against a family member? I mean, I know it seems small. Kevin, you're making a big deal. You always do. I know I do. But why you're here? That's why you're here, right? Online, a Washington Examiner reported that Jerry Dunleavy highlighted the differences between the headline of the Washington Post obituary on the former ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and the headline for Robert Trump's obituary. The headline that they used for al-Baghdadi appeared to be much kinder than the headline they used in the death of Robert Trump. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, austere religious scholar at the helm of Islamic State, dies at 48. Do I need to go into any detail here? Here. Do I need to go into any detail? Seriously. Robert Trump dies When he died, you know, I said a few words for him. I don't know the man. But I told you, here's what I respected about Robert Trump. I didn't know him. He wasn't trying to be known. You know, one time I interviewed a young lady, and she told me, she wrote to me, she says, "Kevin, I love what you do, but I want to work with you." She goes, "But I really am very shy, and I'm an introvert and all that." But I went to find, you know, do some research on her work. She's brilliant. So she and her husband, they lived in central area of Missouri, and I lived in St. Louis at the time. And I understood why they lived out in the boonies, because she's an introvert. So they drove up, and I met with them. And I thought, wow, what an insightful young girl. You know, her husband's a little more outgoing. One of them needs to be, because they both couldn't be that introverted. But she said very little. But when she said stuff, it was profound. And I said to her, look, I don't know if this is the right fit for you. Because, you know, it's a fast-paced environment. And, you know, it's a bunch of A-type, you know, and extroverts and what have you. But I go, I got to tell you, I really admire you. I said, I looked at your work. And I see all the things you're doing, and you are good enough to be front and center. And I said, but I know it's not your personality. And I said, to be honest with you, I need more people like that. I need people willing to do the work and not want to look for credit. I can tell you, I've interviewed many people that want to look for credit. They're not even close to being ready. Here's a girl that was blowing me away with her insights. And she did not want 1 ounce of credit. No picture. You don't have to use my real name. I'm behind the scenes. Yada, yada. And it wasn't a fit. They were trying to have a family. And they, you know, she goes, I mean, once we talked about it a little bit further, it wasn't a fit. But boy, what an intellect. I still would love to have that young lady work with me. Not for me, with me. Because that's the kind of person she was. I look at Robert Trump. Best friend to his brother. I didn't know that. A confidant of sorts. I mean, here we know Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, you know, and the Barron. By the way, have you seen Barron? This kid has got to be 6'7", and he's 14. Don't believe me. He got off the helicopter with his mom and dad. He is a solid 4 inches taller than his dad. How tall is Trump? Like 6'2"? Barron's got to be 6'6". He's a minimum of 6'5". Maybe 6'6". And, I mean, you talk about gangly looking because he hasn't grown into his body. Man, this kid may top out at 6'9", 6'10". That kid is tough. Anyway, I just saw that. It made me think about the whole, you know, kids. But the point is, people that seek this attention, and you know them. Everybody knows that type of person. We've had people contact us, and I've said to, you know, people running the various organizations that make up the Black Sphere, I tell them, nope. Guy wants way too much attention, doesn't deserve it, thinks that what we do is easy, and I don't want that person joining our team. You need to not be seeking the limelight. It's like they say, the one who doesn't want it is the one you want to get, and it's a tough thing to do. It was like in Gladiator where Caesar says to Maximus, I want you to go be the leader of Rome, you know, and restore the democracy. And he says, I just want to go home, and he goes, that's the very reason why I want you to do this. Well, let me tell you, the opposite of that is the reason why guys like John Kasich stay around. Guys like Mitt Romney hang around. Why people who've lost the limelight, who no longer, you know, they're former congressmen, former senators, whatever, and they can't get over the fact that they are irrelevant now. They were irrelevant then, and they're irrelevant now. They don't have a seat at the table. John Kasich doesn't have a seat at the table, and he never will. He's lost Trump's faith. And so he goes where he thinks he can get the most out of it. He goes over to the Democrats and thinks that they're giving him accolades and praises, and they're using him. They're using him. It's pathetic. Oh, look, there are so few politicians that have your best interest. I'm talking about at heart. In their minds, you can count them on one hand. I don't know who they are. You can figure it out for yourself. I have my suspicions. But I can guarantee you this. Donald Trump is one of them. You may not always agree with him, but he is one. Anyway, we got to leave it there for now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.